This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and today we're going to talk about three signs of hindquarter pain in dogs. Dogs sometimes hide their pain pretty well from us, but when you know what to look for, you can see it. These three signs are of severe discomfort. If you see any of them, or you think you see any of them, please see your veterinarian as soon as possible. No dog needs to live in discomfort anymore. The first sign is that as dogs stand in one place, when their rear end hurts, they throw their weight forward over their front legs to take the weight off of the rear ones that hurt. And to do that effectively, what they do is they put their head forward and lower. What will happen over time is that they will build muscles up on the back of their neck because of this posture. So you will see a roundness and heavy muscling over the shoulder area, and you will see them carrying their head forward and low. The lower they carry it, the more pain generally is in behind, because the lower they carry it, the more they're cantilevering the weight forward. Anytime you see a dog carrying their head routinely lower than their spine, so if you took a line or a ruler in your mind and put it on your dog's back, if the head is even with that or lower than that, then they are protecting themselves from some sort of pain in the back. Well, that's your second sign. The head is low. The last sign you will see is if you take that same ruler in your mind and drop it from your dog's hip to the floor. If their hind feet are in front of that, then they probably are protecting themselves in some way. Because again, as that head is thrown forward, the weight is taken off of the rear feet, those feet come forward underneath the body, and that's all part of the same protecting themselves from pain picture. If you would like to see photos with arrows and explanation, go to mysmartpuppy.com, go to my blog, and you will find it there. And I have everything explained in pictures. But I want you all to know the sorts of things to look for. There is so much medically available to dogs now. There is pain medication. There is surgery. There is acupuncture. There is canine physical therapy, canine chiropractics, massage, supplementation, nutrition. There is so much we can do. But we can't help them until we recognize it. And I hope that by looking for these three signs, the head is low and forward, the head is lower than or even with the back, and the hind feet are underneath the body farther than they normally would, that when you know those three signs to look for, you will know when to get your dog help. If you have any questions or comments, or if you'd like to show some pictures and get some commentary, go to mysmartpuppy.com forums. We are there to help you. Until then, have a great time with your dog.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.